Hello, book lovers, and welcome to Book Talk Radio Club. My name is Claire Perkins, and today I'm talking to author Ron Nichols. Ron is the author of the book Making Lemonade Out of Life's Lemons. The author chronicles his life from birth to the present and gives a raw account of some traumatic events in his past and how he overcame them. He owes his deliverance to the Lord and his wife of 12 years. Hi, Ron. First of all, welcome, and thank you for coming on Book Talk Radio Club.
Thanks, Claire. Glad to be here.
Sure. So that's a great title for a book. Perhaps you can explain to the listeners the meaning.
Well, in sixth grade, I saw a poster on the wall that said, "When life gives you lemons, make lemonade." So I kind of turned that around to fit my life. So it's basically my life story.
Right.
I use that poster for inspiration.
That's a good idea. But you had a particularly difficult childhood that led to misuse of drugs and alcohol. Would you mind giving me a bit of your background, please?
Sure. I started drinking when I was 12, and then I used marijuana when I was 13, and then I eventually graduated up to cocaine and stuff.
Right.
And then later on in life, I got hooked on crack cocaine.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. It's been a struggle. I've been clean for 13 years now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. So when you were 20 years old, you rededicated your life to God and were in and out of church. However, you fell, as it were, from grace. What happened?
Well, I just quit going to church, and I got in with the wrong crowd. I guess I just wanted to fit in, and I got in with the wrong people and started kind of picking up some of my old habits because that's what they were doing.
Yeah, so I guess you weren't quite ready yet, huh?
Right.
And you met your wife under what some would call very strange circumstances. Would you mind sharing the story?
Sure. I met my wife 14 years before we finally got together. She worked at a motel, and then I was kind of working, doing a side job at the same motel. And this guy was harassing her, and I was drinking one day, and she told me, "Hey, this guy's harassing me. The owner won't do nothing." So then I took it upon myself to beat up the guy that was harassing her. And when I did, the cops were called, and I got arrested and hauled off to jail. And then my wife bailed me out of jail. Well, once I got out of jail, she took me home with her, and then we lived together for probably 3 months before we got married.
Right. So you were arrested for standing up for her. That seems so wrong.
Right.
Now you
had to do what I had to do.
Say that again, sorry?
I said I had to do what I had to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now you're a pastor. What does this involve?
Well, I just got through leading a men's breakfast where I shared a little bit from the Bible, and we prayed and took up a small offering for the children in Nicaragua.
Right.
But I'm also able to marry people and I guess do funerals if that ever comes about.
Right. And you enjoy doing this?
Oh, yeah. It's what I'm called to do.
That's wonderful. So I guess you have a unique point of understanding from your own experiences when it comes to some of your flock.
Yeah, that's true. We got a guy that just relapsed and had a bout of drinking, and then he got a DWI.
Right.
And he's going to be at church tomorrow. So, yeah, I can definitely relate to people like him and different ones that have used drugs and so forth.
Yeah, and I guess they can feel they're talking to someone who understands from their point of view.
Exactly.
So you believe God had a plan for you and revealed that plan for you a couple of years ago. What was revealed to you exactly?
He told me I was supposed to be a pastor. My wife and I are supposed to be pastors.
Right. How did that come about?
He told her first, and then when I asked him, he says yes, and then I asked him again because, a lot of times we don't like what we hear, and then I asked him the second time, he said yes again. So then I was pretty much at peace at that point.
Right. That's so interesting. So what's next for Ron Nichols on the book front? Is making lemonade out of life's lemons a one-off, or will there be more?
I don't know if I will do like a series, but I am working on my second book. It's going to be a devotional / journal.
Okay. That sounds interesting. And when do you expect to publish that?
I'm probably halfway through, probably within a month or two.
That's quick. That's pretty quick. Ron, where can Book Talk Radio Club's listeners purchase Making Lemonade Out of Life's Lemons?
Well, they can buy a paperback or ebook at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or iTunes. I'm also working on an audiobook.
That's interesting.
That'll come out in probably 5 or 6 months.
I like listening to my books on my iPod, I have to say. Okay, so thank you, Ron. That was fascinating. Please come back on Book Talk Radio Club when you've published your next book, and I'd love to chat with you and hear more. In the meantime, good luck for the future, and thank you, everyone, for listening to Book Talk Radio Club. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.